This goes to Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643, and St. Louis AFC Home, fax 989-888-7601, regarding Donald, middle initial L, Story, S-T-O-R-Y, date of birth 12/1/1959. Dear Dr. Alkiek and St. Louis AFC Home staff, this is a consultation for Mr. Story, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine, which has been present since September of 2020, with estimated GFR in the in the range of 52. However, this year in January, creatinine increased to 1.5 with a GFR of 47. April of this year, creatinine is 1.6 and estimated GFR is now 44. The patient resides in an adult foster care home. He is his own guardian. He does have mood disorder type medications. I suspect he's either bipolar or possibly some other type of psychiatric condition that is well controlled with his medications. He does have a history of ischemic cardiomyopathy and congestive heart failure. His last echocardiogram was done September of 2019, showed his ejection fraction was 25 to 30%. He also had mild to moderate mitral valve regurgitation and diffuse left ventricular hypokinesis. The patient did have several heart attacks, he reports, and he had cardiac catheterization done in 2016 and was in a coma for 2 days at that time after the MI. He also has a history of grade 2 follicular lymphoma and sees Dr. Akkad, I think that's A-K-K-A-D, the local hematologist, and also Dr. Fireman, F-I-R-E-M-A-N, annually for monitoring lymphoma. His main complaint is ongoing chronic fatigue. He has sleep problems, a lot of difficulty getting to sleep, but once he falls asleep, he does sleep for 8 or 9 hours without waking. He just falls asleep rather late, like 2 to 3 in the morning, he reports. He's also had a long history of high blood pressure and a seizure disorder, but he's had no seizures since 2014. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations. He does have significant dyspnea on exertion, which resolves with rest. No cough, wheezing, although he does have some clear sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for ischemic cardiomyopathy, the follicular grade 2 lymphoma, hypertension, anemia, thrombocytopenia, mediastinal, cervical, and axillary lymphadenopathy, gastroesophageal reflux disease, chronic rhinitis. He has lung nodules on CT scan. Hyperlipidemia, history of myocardial infarction times 2, history of migraine headaches, and previous history of seizure disorder, but none since 2014. Past surgical history, he has an AICD in place. He had cardiac catheterization with stent placement in 2016. He's had gunshot wound to the right thigh and groin. He had a colonoscopy, lymph node biopsy in the left axillary lymph node, and incision and drainage of perirectal abscesses times 2. Social history, the patient lives in an adult foster care home. He continues to smoke 1/4 pack of cigarettes per day. He is single and disabled. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. family history. Mother had liver carcinoma, father had a myocardial infarction, and grandfather had heart disease. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he has no known drug allergies. Medications, albuterol inhaler, a noral ellipto inhaler, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Lipitor 20 milligram daily, bisoprolol 5 milligram half tablet twice a day, Wellbutrin SR 150 milligram twice daily, calcium with vitamin D twice a day, Miralax as needed for constipation, Plavix 75 milligram daily, Flexeril 5 milligrams, one half tablet at night as needed for pain, diclofenac gel every 8 hours to affected area as needed, DIVALOPROEX 250 milligrams, one tablet twice daily, Pepcid 20 milligram twice daily, Fluticasone nasal spray, one spray to each nostril daily, Lasix 40 milligrams, he takes 60 milligrams once daily in the morning, Imdur 30 milligram once daily, Latuda 40 milligram once daily, Olanzapine 10 milligram once daily at bedtime. Actually, he takes a total of 30 milligrams of olanzapine once daily at bedtime. Potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent, one tablet once daily. Primidone, 50 milligram once daily. Ramipril, R-A-M-I-P-R-I-L, 2.5 milligram once daily. Zoloft, 125 milligram once daily. Physical exam, height is 65 inches, weight 174 pounds, pulse 83, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air, blood pressure 104 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, no cobblestoning. Neck is supple. He does have some fat pads noted in the supraclavicular area. I can't palpate any nodes in that area. No JVD and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, no peripheral edema. No ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 25th of 2022, and the creatinine was 1.6, actually 1.5. The estimated GFR is 45 to 46. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.2, albumin 4.2. Liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin 13.1, normal white count, platelets are 98,000. He does have chronic thrombocytopenia also. 10/13 of 2021, creatinine 1.3, estimated GFR is 56. 6/15/2021, creatinine 1.4, GFR 52. 11/11/2020, creatinine 1.4, estimated GFR 52. 9/21/2020, creatinine 1.4, estimated GFR is 52. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to ischemic cardiomyopathy with the decreased cardiac output of ejection fraction about 25%. There also could be some obstructive symptoms causing the worsening of kidney function, either lymphoma-type tumors in the abdomen, obstructing a ureter, or an enlarged prostate. The patient does notice that his urinary stream has been slightly less recently. So we will schedule a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in Alma. We'd like him to continue having lab studies done every 3 months. We'd like him to do them in June again, then 3 months later, 3 months after that. So it should be June, September, December, and then March again. And we have given him an order that is good for a whole year to have these fasting, non-fasting lab studies done. And the first lab, and actually each lab will have a random urine to check protein. And he's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also examined and evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.